No matter what we may say or do in protest to law enforcement, they are the first individuals that we call when bad things happen and we need some aid. So I really believe that we should, you know, next time we see a cop, we should give them a thumbs up or a thank you.
Public safety is a top priority in our community. Pending legislation is still making its way, though, through the system to help fund essential needs for local police. Many law enforcement agencies still need help with emergency supplies. That can sometimes mean the difference between life and death for members of our community and the police themselves. Now there's a nonprofit organization called Cops Direct working to help supply the life-saving supplies that police need. And joining us to discuss a little bit more about Cops Direct and this effort for those in blue is Aaron Nierbon. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
Hey, my friend. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So, Aaron, you're the founder of Cops Direct. When did you start this organization?
So I founded Cops Direct back in 2016. After already having a troop support organization in place that we still have today, Troops Direct. And I found that a lot of law enforcement agencies around the nation were in need of immediate trauma care equipment so that they could, you know, aid themselves or civilians when bad things happen long before EMS were able to arrive. And tied to that, I found that the funding just wasn't there or the desire to... you know, equip departments wasn't there. And so that's when Cops Direct stepped in and went coast to coast and said, if there's departments out there that need our support in order to save lives, we're the ones to help you out.
And this seems like something that funding would really want to prioritize, saving lives, trauma equipment that you mentioned. Why is this still a problem, though? Why are police departments struggling to get medical emergency supplies?
Well, I think there's two parts primarily to it. One is a lot of agencies defer to the local fire department or EMS services that they may have in their municipality. However, the average EMS response time, think about this, is over 15 minutes from the time they get the call to the time they're on scene. A police officer is 9 times out of 10 the first individual there that would have the ability to render aid. Tied to that also, you've got this big, huge defund the police movement. And what has happened is we've heard from departments is that funding is just being taken away in big, huge chunks. So every penny they have left has to be allocated to other things. And so trauma care, again, is put on the back burner. And I can tell you that as a parent and as a spouse, if something bad happened to my kids at school, I'd want to make sure that the cops were equipped to save lives. If something happened to my wife in a traffic accident, I'd want to make sure that cop was available to or equipped to save a life. And certainly, if a cop were shot or something when a bad thing happens, I want that cop to make sure that they have the ability to save their own life. And that's where Cops Direct goes, takes the orders specifically for what those departments request, because every department is different in their need. And we acquire it, and we deliver to their doorstep at zero cost to the department. We are a 501c3 charity funded by the generosity of Americans.
Aaron, how exactly does Cops Direct help with the education that might be required to use some of this equipment?
Well, some equipment can be as simple as a tourniquet requires training, all the way across to some of the, you know, the larger items that we have supplied. And so what we have is we have a great resource of trainers, both online as well as in person, that are available to departments so that they know exactly how to use that piece of rescue or medical equipment when the need arises. I can tell you that just in Wisconsin, we've supported the Waupaca County Sheriff's Department, the Washington County Sheriff's Department. We actually just got a big to them, small to others perhaps, but Rib Lake, which is out in the middle of nowhere, they needed a whole bunch of stuff for out there. So every department, big or small, is having these needs. And so the training, like we just talked about, plus the actual equipment, is what brings people home at the end of their shift or at the end of their day safely.
Aaron, you mentioned the tourniquets. What else do these packages from Cops Direct usually contain for police departments?
Every single one is different. We are not a cookie cutter organization. We provide what that department needs, but it can be things like stretchers for rescues. it can be larger, as bad as it may seem, it's the reality, larger active shooter response kits where one backpack can be carried by a patrol officer and have a myriad of different items inside of it to save multiple lives. Think about equipping a police department with enough stuff to go in and aid a classroom if there were a mass shooter. That's what something like that would do. We've seen every different type of combination of requests. And it's pretty gratifying when we hear back from departments about how a life was saved because of what we were able to provide. And my hat goes off to the Americans that support us in doing that. Because no one else is, frankly, doing what we're doing for law enforcement right now at our level.
Well, we see a lot of stories about police helping out people with random issues. It might not even be something serious. It could be something as somebody needs help taking trash out to the side of the road. And it's nice to see an organization, some stories coming out of people returning the favor and helping out local police departments.
The thing that's been so refreshing about Cops Direct is that we get individuals who may live in Wisconsin, and they say, every officer, whether they're in Arizona or New York or Texas or Washington or in Wisconsin, has that same job. And so everybody comes together to support every law enforcement officer around the nation. And it's been very refreshing. And I believe that cops don't get the respect that they deserve. I believe they are overly vilified right now. And it's shameful because no matter what we may say or do in protest to law enforcement, they are the first individuals that we call when bad things happen and we need some aid. So I really believe that we should, you know, next time we see a cop, we should give them a thumbs up or a thank you, as opposed to, you know, spitting in their face or giving them the middle finger.
Aaron, where can people find out more about Cops Direct and how can they get that information?
I would love if everybody would please just take a moment and go to copsdirect.org. We're not asking for $1 million donations here, but, you know, if every one of your listeners donated $9 a month or $10 a month, we would be able to fund literally every request that comes in the door every year if we could get people to support us that way. But again, copsdirect.org. I'd ask every listener to make a donation just to, in honor of those that support us in their line of duty. And again, we are a tax-deductible 501c3 organization as well.
Aaron Nirbon, thank you for joining us. Thank you for telling us a little bit about Cops Direct.
Sounds great. I appreciate your time today.
Take care.